You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
So I put on my board, X marks the spot. So
we are talking about X marks, but that's part two. That's the other half of the things we're talking about. Talking about both of those things.
Oh, we're going to talk about printers for a good hour and a half. What are you talking about?
We could, especially with dealing with Reinhold's favorite state, New York, you know, so. It is going to be one of those episodes. It should be fun anyways. All right, let's see if that red light is to be believed. I believe we are live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to an exciting new episode of Low Key on the We Libertarians Networks. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Harry, a.k.a. The Moving Target. And tonight's episode is going to be fun, and excuse the title. It's kind of fun. I made this with the suggestion of our friend of the show and our on-staff economist. We spend no expense here with our budget for Low Key. You know, the key holders, allows us to, have people on staff here to help us out. So, but speaking of people we have on staff, I forgot to address my co-host because you guys know I do not like flying solo. I have, once again, with me tonight, I got Reinhold. Reinhold, go ahead and say hi.
Hello, and I do appreciate that we're finally getting to the subject of talking about our massive, throbbing, stiff staff. It's good to acknowledge that we have that.
Hi, Christy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Right on. It's a family show. Okay. Family show.
I was just talking about our staff.
Shut your mouth. Anyways,
I was just talking about Shaft. Come on.
May he rest in peace.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. And then also, coming from the Weave Sports Corner, we've got Vincent. Yeah. Vincent?
Yeah. Hey. When you talk about Shaft, the only thing I think of is that Donald Glover joke where he wanted to see Michael Cera be Shaft and that he would go broke watching Michael Cera be Shaft.
Oh my God, we're a post-racist society with Michael Cera play Shaft. Reinhold gets a bonk, yep. League in one ear, low key wall in the other. Hi, Jackie. Yeah. Oh, we got Wickender out in the chat. Hey, what's up? You got everybody here tonight. Yeah. The night before, because this is getting recorded right now, like the night before Halloween, so it's a little bit fun. We're going to have a little fun for this episode as we talk about New York putting out crazy rules like New York does. Mm-hmm. And then some Microsoft just doing crazy updates like consoles do. Should be fun.
The only thing that whole console, then we're gonna get to it, but I'm just like the poor fighting game community.
you have to get the approved Microsoft fighting stick.
Yeah. Didn't even think about that, did you?
And Nintendo goes like, hey, if you got a controller that doesn't have drift, just use it. Stop suing us.
I got a friend of mine who is who was for a while, he was a professional Killer Instinct fighter.
Nice.
He was top in one certain character. I don't remember which one, but he did that for several years. No, it was something. It was one that hardly anybody ever played, but he was really good at it. So he's now making his living as a streamer, doing a bunch of other games. He won't do fighting games anymore because he kept getting it kept becoming such an issue in the fighting community. It was such a shit show that he decided to walk away from it. So.
All right, I swear it in the first 5 minutes. Demonetized. Thank you.
Oh, it's only 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. We're good.
Randall's got his little clock. I got my clock right here.
I keep track of when you press the go live button.
I was watching a streamer, and they were doing the introduction to their reaction to a movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a man and it's a husband and wife, and the wife had her hands like this the whole time. And then they went into the movie after, do the intro. And she's like, yeah, I had to put my hands over my shirt because she had like the word bitch across. It's like, we don't do that for the first little bit of the video. We get old.
Gotta wait till
YouTube's nuts.
Yeah. YouTube does what it wants.
You see the, Did you see the Daniel Thrasher video I showed you the other day, or I shared today?
Daniel Thrasher. Was that the one you popped in the Discord?
Yeah. You should watch that.
I did not.
Put it on screen once. It's fun. It's about reaction channels and stuff. It's
See, Doomcat in the Discord liked it, so I will probably give it a watch. I just so much to watch. I'm behind on everything. I've been like trying to get things ready for the other shows. So, like, you know, I absorb content everywhere, and I've been trying to get through the whole Cenk Uygur and Tim Pool on the Culture War podcast. It's like 2 hours.
Basically, what it is Data Thrasher's. He's sitting here with the name creator on his chest, and he's got another of himself being a reactor, and the reactor is just beating the heck out of the creator, you know, just beating him up, and he's yelling help, help to YouTube, who's in the hallway, and YouTube's going
accurate
classic,
and it's like, no wait, some kids try to get around ad block this to watch a dirty show or something. I gotta go.
yeah I wouldn't mind watching ads if the creators I were watching got the ad revenue. All
right. They'll get instantly demonetized.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the people I watched, I know they're not getting the ad revenue. So it's like, I'm going to block your ad.
Well, Daniel Thrasher is great because he's got good comedy. He's a great musician. He's a great piano player. It's amazing what he does, but he's very funny. And then he does his own ads where he does, okay, at the end of the show, after at the end of the show is what he calls it. And he does a little skit around his sponsor, and he gets money for the sponsorship. So
they're actually funny to watch. Reads, there's only two creators I know that have like excellent ad reads. One is the writing explained guy. I can't remember the writing badly, where he has an entire story arc for his ads.
Nice.
And the other one is a YouTuber called Mr. GG, where when he did his ad reads, he made a rap for every ad read he did, a unique rap for every video.
Nice.
Well, Oversimplified puts they're doing that's this it. Whole history thing.
That's it. Oversimplified.
And then, Oversimplified, and he throws it in there in the middle, and it's a great transition. It's like Napoleon going, well, what about my data? Oh, here you go. NordVPN comes out, you know.
Yeah, Napoleon. What about my day? Okay, all right. I like that because we've gotten to talk right now. I like good ad reads. I might have to check those out because I enjoy when the creator gets creative with the ad read and not go, all right, so now into the, you know.
Yeah, the best one, Mr. Gigi had to do, he got an ad and he did a rap about a pretty sure it was Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One more mention of Daniel Thrasher. So the one I showed you is great, but he started off his channel with accidentally writing songs that already exist. Now he's got like six parts of that. That's hilarious stuff. You should watch that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll probably get a good watch if you put in like at least some Cowboy Bebop time in. Okay. All right. Put some of that in. And I'll look at some Thrasher.
I was thinking about a little bit of One Piece. I was going to do some live action One Piece.
No.
What? Go watch. I heard the live action One Piece is very, very.
It is. It's amazing. But you don't deserve that.
It might be a way to get me more into the genre if I'm watching something I'm kind of more familiar with, right? To pull me in. That's what it's good for. Right.
No. You'll make excuses.
What if they make more? Man, too bad that Cowboy Bebop show wasn't like One Piece show. Nah, I'm not going to do it.
Chris Davey says, I knew Cowboy Bebop was going to come up. Yeah, it's on the bingo card.
It's the meme.
No, what's funny is that I was sitting there the other day thinking, what was that show they were wanting me to watch? And then I completely forgot. Blanked on it.
Classic Reinhold.
Now I remember.
That's fine.
Hey, when you get to be my age, you don't expect me to remember things. I'm trying to remember what I had for lunch today.
Reinhold, triple digits. I'm just going to say, what is that age? Because, you know, I've seen photos.
If you see photos of me from the 1800s, it's like, you know, the first photo was made. It's like, yeah, that's how old I am.
Rhino has like the 10 printing of people.
All I knew, I was watching a documentary on the Wizard of Menlo Park, and then they were talking about this. They're he was calling tech support, and Rhino was sitting right there.
If you look in the Sistine Chapel, in one of the corners, there's me up there.
Yeah. All right. We're getting kind of off topic. Let's see.
Were we ever on topic? How can we be off topic if we've never been on topic?
Oh my God!
What did you have for lunch?
I would love to say that I had my special ramen, but I didn't. Oh God, I had chili that I made. Card. Homemade chili.
Nice. Nice chili. That's nice.
What's nice about it is I get to adjust the spice level for me, and it's good spice level.
Nice. I had spicy Japanese curry, so that's what I did. It's really good.
I got some spices from someplace in India. It's an export. Oh, it's good stuff. It's really hot.
All right, let's get into the topic at hand, because it's gonna, you know, this might take a lot of time. Maybe we'll find out. Anyways, so like I said, I was pulling content for the big show, going out, viewing, scouring the internet for different things. Right, so I went back to the well of Linus Tech Tips. Really cool place, and they were talking about like this thing, you know, on the way show about like 3D printers. I was like, oh, this is going to be like, you know, like weird, you know, hear them talk about this on this topic, because one, the Canadian. So they're probably, I fully respect when I watch the video of them talking to me, but I should probably, like, you know, probably jump in. So,
but they're going to tell you what it was, a boot.
About a boot. No. So in New York State, Assembly Bill A8132 relates to criminal history background checks for the purchase of three-dimensional printers capable of creating firearms. So this comes out of the good old state of New York. It has been introduced. This bill is in committee.
So one thing to say about that. A lot of things are in committee that never come out. Don't be so surprised if you never see that come out, especially in you. But I also have to say, I can't believe it's taken this long for somebody to try and do this.
We've been
talking about
right
3D printing firearms for years.
The cat's already out the bag. It's torrented. It's out there. I don't know what this is attempting to do.
Was Ross Ulbricht, did he release all the code and everything for all that?
No.
I thought it was Ross did. Nope. It was on his website. I thought it was shared out there.
No, you're thinking of what is it, Cody?
Cody. Yeah, the guy, he got the deal because of the prostitution. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Cody.
Yeah.
I remember you.
Yeah. Set up by the FBI, but maybe possibly.
Maybe
he was. Allegedly. In Minecraft.
Allegedly.
Or he was actually, you know, doing what he said.
I don't know.
In Minecraft.
Yeah. After Michigan and Whitmer, I don't know. I second guess everything. Honestly, before that, I second guessed everything, but I really second guess stuff with that. So this bill is requiring a criminal history background check with purchase of 3D printers that are capable of doing it. So, like, which is fascinating about this bill, because you're right. The cat is out of the bag when it comes to 3D printing firearms, because they have created. Now, a lot of people are going, like, I'm hearing people even talking about this was, like, it's, well, aren't 3D printed fire gums bad? Are they awful? You know, do they not really work? And I was like, no, some of them can fire continuously, especially on smaller calibers. And then a lot of them, to be even classified as real fire, you have to have a look like because of the natural fires, it has to have some metal. It's got to set up the metal detectors. And usually the firing pin is the only metal component inside it. Yeah. It's
pretty, well, the problem is that the barrel is not at least, I mean, it won't last long because the barrel will kind of melt down and it will fire out of it. So a lot of people are doing the 3D printing the gun, but the barrel and the fire pin are metal.
Correct. Yeah. Which also satisfies the National Firearms Act of the gun has to set off a metal detector. I think that's that's in the fire. It's the, I believe it's amended or it's an ATF rule. I can't remember now. That, you know,
probably rules. I doubt they voted on it. I doubt it was ever something that would have been an actual congressional amendment to a bill, because they would have actually had to have been able to pass something. And I don't see Congress being able to do that the last 20 years. So.
Right. Yeah. Which this is like this whole like bill, like it just even seems like, cause you're right. I don't think this bill in itself is going to get out of committee to do anything with it, but it's more of a, that it's fine. Like someone is finally pushing this thing, is getting talked about too. So this, and as short as it is, I really do feel like this is the sacramental lamb to figure this out. How can we actually regulate this? And what it's saying is like any retailer of the 3D printer sold in the state is capable of printing the firearms. It's required and authorized to request and receive a criminal history information concerning such purchase from the Division of Criminal Justice in accordance with, you know, basically their subsection of this bill. So, which, unlike firearms, like they, since this thing just has to keep able to build something, it's so there's a lot of the times, like when you have to, when you go get your criminal background check for your, like for a firearm, you know, they have a duty to do so in a time span. They don't have no time span, and also the system's already set up. So are they going to turn through, are they going to allow 3D printers to set up for, to become FFLs, or have to use an FFL to get a criminal background check to see if someone's prohibited purchaser of firearms?
Honestly, I think the thing for me is the vagueness of able to 3D print a firearm. It's like, does it have to be able to print the whole thing? Mm-hmm. Can it print parts of it individually? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't specify.
Be very large, be tiny. Yeah.
Right. If it can 3D print it, it's on the list.
Correct. So basically, it's any 3D printer.
Right, exactly. So are you doing all 3D printers, or is it like they have to be able to print the whole thing at once?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like, can they not print? Does it have the ability to print the components? Mm-hmm. And then that is considered a firearm? But what if you're not using those to make a gun? It's just kind of, it's right. A very, very, very vague statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you boil down to, okay, this school wants a 3D printer. Who background checks? Do you have to background check every kid that's going to use a 3D printer at school?
Well, see, like, according to the bill, it's going to be the purchaser. So it is saying, like, within 15 business days after receiving a request for criminal history information, all determines whether such purchaser has been convicted. So it's always based on the purchaser. And then unlike guns are set up that we have laws against straw purchasing, there is no such thing for a straw purchase of a printer.
Right.
Now, like, but you are right. Depending on what component it can go onto a firearm, if anything, it can be 3D printed to put on a firearm, or because it's the relative size of it, and prototyping on anything can go onto it. And it's, I think the other thing that gets me, it's like the potential, like as a thing you sprawl out from this whole thing, like it's, you know, like, because since it is not a firearm, you know, like, you know, what other thing can they use? Because right now they're just doing it just to go like prohibited possessor. So if you are a prohibited possessor of a firearm, you're not allowed you to get this gun. So because a lot of the public has been also scared of these quote unquote ghost guns. Oh, these magic ghost guns are out there committing crimes with them, which have the ghost guns been firing off crime? Yeah. Yeah, there's been some, but it's not rampant. No one's walking around with full auto, you know, Thompsons, you know, they 3D printed. You know, it's, and besides, it's like, but criminals already have guns. They can get guns. If they can get poppies and heroin from overseas, well, guess what? They can also get guns from overseas. You know, it's not like guns are like some magical thing that are only born here in the United States and grown from a tree, and we pull it from the magic gun tree.
Well, I have 3 gun trees, sir. I just don't let anybody know about them. They're strategically hidden on Paul's property.
Yeah, like us.
But yeah, it's such a vague statement of what it is, and
correct.
I also think it's like there are way more important issues than this, but I also get that, you know, if it's a thing that's popular, so they're going to, it's a buzzword, so they're going to try to focus on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until I'm surprised, though, it's not really a buzzword. Most people aren't even thinking about 3D printing guns. It's just, it's coming out of nowhere, really, because we've been talking about 3D printing guns for a decade. So I don't know why all of a sudden somebody would be looking into that other than, you know, somebody's trying to make a name for themselves in their district. They want to have the authorship on a bill or something. So, like you said, it's in committee, but what's the prognosis on it? How many co-sponsors does it have? Is it going to be, you know, it's tabled? Is anybody ever going to bring it to vote on? I kind of doubt that. So personally, just because of the vagueness of it, as you say, they don't usually like doing that too much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Plus the NRA's lost half of their membership revenue, and memberships are down about 50%.
Because they suck.
Yep, because they suck. So are they going to be able to fight against this or fight for it or whatever? So,
yeah. Let's see. Jackie's
may not be on the radar.
I heard the guns in Chicago from the people, the poppies do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people like to believe, like, yeah, Chicago's guns comes from Indiana, but it's like, all right, but you can't buy a gun in Indiana with a Chicago ID. You can't do that.
You can't. No, but you can buy a gun from a guy who lives in Indiana.
Yeah, but that's illegal. It's already illegal to do that.
At a gun show?
It's illegal. If I try to sell it to you and you have an out-of-state ID, even if it's person to person, that's illegal. I can't do that. I physically, yes, I can
remember the laws now.
I can physically hand you the gun, but I can't physically sell it to you because you have an out-of-state ID.
You can barter it.
That's still illegal. You'll need an FFL.
Here's a kilo of cocaine. Give me a gun.
Well, that's the other thing too. If you're already trading in drugs, it's, you know, who cares? But like, I was going to
shoot up that school, but man, it was illegal for me to get the gun and I couldn't do it. So
yeah. When the ATF does their job for straw purchases, you know, they usually catch people because they keep coming back buying like either the same gun or around the same gun all the time. They're constantly keep buying the guns and they're not doing any shooting sports. They're just constantly buying guns. Bad OPSEC.
Yeah. You're either selling them under the table or you're hoarding them for the coming revolution.
Yep. Bags of guns sometimes appear in dumpsters. Yeah. Yeah. Magically. It's okay. It's not like the ATF ever gave someone guns, just track to see where they go and then lose track of them. That never happened.
It's not like cops don't lose track of their own guns ever.
Our paladins of truth and justice. <Not that ever. laughs> Jackie goes, yerp. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the other thing. It's like, because you're right, it is vague and it talks about people who are dealing to possess. So does that mean out of state? When we go into that, out of state, if I was in New York, which I try not to be, can I buy a 3D printer because I'm a prohibited possessor of I can't possess a firearm in New York. My gun permit is not, you know, reciprocal in New York.
Here's my question.
What?
So a felon can't buy a 3D printer?
Yes. If it can print a part for a firearm, then no.
Well, print a firearm. I didn't say anything about a part as to print a firearm, Harry. So if you really want to take it by letter of what they've written, cool. I have a small one. I have a small 3D printer. It can't make a full gun.
I don't see there's any possibility that they're going to be able to say that you can't buy a 3D printer if you're a felon, but you can go buy a lathe and some metal die working kits and make a blacksmith thing. I mean, what?
Right hold, yeah. Because people still think this guns are magical. Like, people, they also understand, like, all the technology that used to make guns, that's there. It's out there in the world. This isn't some magical come down with Moses on the tablets, right? It's just metal. The tube has been rifled, which
has it Has nobody watched Star Trek when he's fighting the Gorn and he makes that little cannon out of just like some bamboo and some nitrate powder and stuff? I mean,
but that's a cannon. That's not a gun. That's a cannon, Reinhold.
Well, you remember cannons were illegal for a good 100 and some odd years. And you know, every time about, well, nobody thought that. Everybody thought we just had muskets, and that's why I'm like, no, they had cannons in their front yards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And personally, I don't want to be shot with a musket.
I don't want to get shot by cannon either.
That ball's moving so damn slow. That gotta hurt. It's
gonna hurt
so bad.
It's just gonna ricochet off of bones and shit. Right?
Bounce around in a bond. Ding, 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 ding.
I know, especially like, it's almost like I listened to like one of the history channels that are talking about like some of the Aztec armor. It was so padded that, and the musket balls were moving so slow, it was almost bulletproof. Which had to be shocking. You like, pow, meh.
I wonder if anybody's done that. Try to shoot a musket at a suit of Kevlar. It just goes.
Yeah, probably hurts like hell.
Oh, it sucks. Yeah,
ball moving, but it's really slow. Yeah, so you know, like I said, burning lead ball on you, freaking hurt. But no, yeah, court. Like if this bill, which it's going to get amended to, is going to chopped up, a lot of things going to add to it. Like I said, I think it's just to, you know, be introduced to. Get people to go over it. Like, really hasn't been moved on. It's just said it just has been introduced. And is it moved in committee? Nothing really has been, you know, there's not much status for
this. This is, you know, somebody writing up something so they can say, hey, I'm trying to get this and blah, blah, blah. And
correct. Yeah.
It'll have a name. What's the name of the bill? This is going to be telling. What was the name of the bill again?
It's just Assembly Bill A8132.
They don't have an official name
yet. They have to give it a name.
Yeah.
there's got to be a name
with it. They're probably going to call it something like
totally, completely nothing to do with it.
Probably call it Ghostbusters. Telling you how you get it.
And it's just something that somebody can write home and say, I wrote the blah, blah, blah act.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sitting committee. You've got to help send me back so I can push this for us because it's going to make our streets safer. But it's going to have nothing to do with anything that the bill's for.
I wrote the Ghostbuster bill, which gets rid of 3D printed guns and the ghost guns that exist out there. Give me money.
Yeah. The comment section on people was like, you know, do the author of this bill ever like encounter reality before?
Yeah, I read that. Did a full bullet point post. It's like, do you not realize how dumb this is?
Yeah. So what Linus Tech Tips are talking about is like, are they going to like push maybe to like have like a driver to stop it from being able to like a 3D printer to print gun parts? Like they have like regular printers to stop you from printing currency. You know, there's stuff in it that stops it, but it's just drivers. You know, people who print currency just go around the drivers.
Know how to write your own driver, and you're okay with checking that box that says this is not a Microsoft approved driver. Then, you know,
yeah. Then Bob's your uncle.
You won't ever do that, though.
Yeah, no one knows how to do that anymore. It's not like the man. Hopefully, don't have like gigantic, I don't know, buildings that with books of stuff in it. I don't know what we'd call them. We give them away for free.
Those don't exist.
Yeah. But
we burned all those.
No. We just banned those. But no. So like the other thing is because people make things like zip guns and can you imagine being on an island nation where there are, you know, no publicly accessible guns, yet you get your prime minister gets shot and assassinated. May you rest in peace, Abe. Shot by a zip gun.
The CIA.
Oh, come on. Come on, Reinhold. I've seen
that was a black op. Come on. Aren't everything that happens in the world, isn't it all CIA plots?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was told.
I know. It would be fun. I just can't wait like for years when the CIA does release, like, yeah, we didn't do that. We wanted to do that, but we didn't do that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff like that that comes out. It's like, man, we really wanted to do this, but it ended up happening anyway. So
somebody else made it, but we just said cool and took it.
That was the fun thing about Ukraine is everybody's talking about, oh, there's a CIA plot. I'm like, some CIA agents were like, you know, if it was a CIA plot, they would have been better armed. They would have had homemade Molotovs and nails with, you know, boards with nails in them. They would have had like good equipment.
Right. Yeah. This was kind of patched together. So
like a CIA agent, it's like, if we wanted this to happen, the war would be over.
If we wanted it to happen too, you wouldn't have been able to even suggest that it was us. We would have figured out a way to make it completely obvious that it wasn't us.
Yeah,
we're good like that.
Or we would have bungled the crap of it up and something else bad would have
happened. That would have been the other way to go with it. Yeah.
Something more terrible thing would have happened. No, but yeah, it's... Yeah, and the other thing with it, like, so... It's just a 3D printer. So, like, what stops of me just going down to Best Buy with the credit card? Get 10 of these bad boys, you know? You know, crypto's down. I've got computers and electricity. Screw it. I'm just going to start printing crap.
I mean...
Plus, hoard them up now so that you can sell them for 3 times the price, because these are unmodified, undrivered, you know.
Well, that's like the from the Ghost Guns, like the lower receiver, the CNC lathe driver. So you put in that unfinished lower and hit the button, it finishes it for you. You know, but, you know, that's the only if you like precision. Honestly, if you're just doing one for yourself, you can sit there and make it. We actually have rules on the books, like stating it, like if you wanted to make your own personal firearm, you know, it's mostly rules.
Blunderbuss.
Yeah, the blunderbuss, you know, yeah.
All I know is if you're going to go buy 10 3D printers, might as well just make I'm making Warhammer miniatures for half the price of a Warhammer miniature. Pay me money. And they would.
Probably get more money doing that.
You'd get banked doing that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't paint them because the guy's got to paint them themselves or it's not valid or legal.
Exactly. That's the point. That you're just 3D printing them. You're getting the money of selling them off to them.
I was playing Blood Bowl back in the day, and it was like the first time I was just trying to get into it. And the guy's like, "Well, you guys aren't painted." I'm like, "Well, I don't have time yet." Well, they got to be painted before we can play. And he's like, "We wouldn't play without him." I'm like, "Really? Are we really doing this? We're yes, like we roommates. Are. It's just playing a game. I mean, what the heck is wrong with you?"
Just roommates. Just roommates.
That's up for interpretation.
Well, it's kind of hard to say roommate when, you know, he's supposed to be paying rent and not. So that. I guess the roommate's not the actual right word there. Leech was it? Leech? Because I used to drive him to work. I used to drive this guy to work every day and pick him up. And then he got a bunch of money selling a bunch of magic cards, Black Lotuses, things like that, Twiddles and stuff. And the guy said, "Come back in a couple months and I'll buy some more from you." So I'm like, "Cool, you got money now. You can go buy you a car." And he's like, "No, I just don't have to work for 2 months. I'll go back and sell some more." Son of a bitch. Right. He went back to sell them, and the guy was like, "I don't want to buy him now. The market dropped." So he's looking at me to get a ride to work to go back to work, and I'm like, "I ain't driving you."
Friend of the show, streamer Jess KJ Thing says, "So when is the stream her house getting a 3D printer?" So our $250,000 studio. I don't know. We'll think about it. You know, I'm always trying to
get a sponsor for it. We got to get a name sponsor like we did with the studio. It's the Doolittle Studios. We need to get like the Christy Avery 3D printer or something.
See, it's just called the 3D printer is just called Ethnic White Man Name.
Mm. Well, the toilet's the Jamie's toilet. Okay.
Paul Pounder.
All right. It does seem like a much ado about nothing, but it also shows like they are thinking of ways to encroach and to find ways to, you know, get into this thing. Like, I don't know if they're, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen The Wire.
Yeah.
Remember when they went to the store and just got the nail gun? They just got a nail gun because they couldn't get a gun. They just got a nail gun.
Neil and Tucker versus Evil. That's they used a nail gun in that because they didn't have anything.
Freaking nail gun. Yeah.
Got cracked down on those too. Like I said, lathe machines, CNC machines, all that stuff's got to be regulated, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty soon you got to regulate hammers because I could hammer out something out of metal.
Hey. Britain has tried hammers and knives. Got a license for that hammer.
Nathan Fillion would not let you ban hammers. I'm sorry. He just would not let you do it.
Captain Hammer has to leave New York. God, I'm just the comment section on this thing is ridiculous.
These people are going in.
Yeah, it's like this. I don't understand. This regulating speech is like, they already begun regulating speech and math. Trust me, they've regulated math. They'll come after you too.
You have to split these numbers up. No, it's 6 + 8. I just do the math. No. This doesn't work. We need you to split those.
Yeah. Oh my God. Guy literally talks about here how to make a freaking jet pump shotgun at home. Buy PVC pipe.
Oh my God! Yeah. They're just
PVC pipe. What? Seriously, PVC pipe and 3D printing. Honestly, you have to cut it and maybe melt it a little bit in the right places.
Compressed air, compressed air in a ball bearing, okay? Or, all right. You ready for this one? You know, it'd be really deadly, silent, and dangerous ass weapon that you can probably get your hands on really easily? A crossbow.
I mean, what happens if you walk out into the woods, you take a piece of wood off of a limb off of it, and then, tie some vines together to make a string and a little stone on the ground and bing.
Gonna go Usopp and hit someone. I see they're trying to to make themselves safe, and we could easily find you're not safe because weapons are abundance around you. We see what you're trying to do, but all you're doing is just pissing off the majority of people who use 3D printers or just printers. And besides, before you think anyone of the normal persons out there is 3D printing guns, doing all this other stuff with 3D printers, just watch someone just print something on a regular paper printer and see how many IT tickets they put in. I am not worried about people 3D printing guns because most people can't just print a sheet of
paper. Guys, I said I would need to print page 2, but it keeps printing page 1. I don't understand. Here's my ticket.
God, look at the PTSD. Right, can't print tickets, dude.
What does PC load letter mean?
I try to print to this printer, but it keeps saying it's printing to the printer over there. I need help.
You go check the queue on the printer, and there's like 150. Job sitting in there. Let's cancel all of these but one.
I kept hitting print and nothing came out. Fix it.
I have a report I need to produce. I'm printing 600 sheets of paper at once. Why can't your printer handle this?
I try to print this, but the printer says it's out of paper. Can you fix that?
God. Have you ever seen all the stuff people would put into a printer, try to clear the jam? Forks, knives, chopsticks.
I got some bread to put that jam on. What are you talking about?
I don't know if Reinhold's serious about actually finding bread, but I kind of believe that he actually found bread in a printer.
Yeah, I could see that. I can absolutely see that.
It said it was jam, so I threw some toast in there.
Jam. I brought in an upright bass. I thought it was jam.
Yeah, so yeah, that's my belief into it. Like, hey, they can't even print on regular paper, let alone plastic, and try to make a fire effectively. People who are handy and can build things will always be handy. They can build things. The genie's out of the bottle. It's been out. You're not gonna be able to put it back in. And you're just going to end up ticking off more of the people who just want to have fun in this hobby. They always have to deal with all kinds of other stuff and copyright laws and filament issues, you know, considering that people are already, like, even if you try to do things like with filament type stuff like that, people are already using plastic bottles and recycling, making their own filament, making their own needles, even making their own Tesla 3D printers and lathes and all kinds of different stuff. You know, it's... I just don't like, I figure there's better things that New York could probably do with their time than, you know, then what agency is going to enforce this? Your police are already overworked. You can't even police your own laws. Everyone's shocked in New York that Donald Trump has grossly miscalculated the size of his properties when, hey, 99.9% of every real estate owner is doing that. But no one's enforcing those either. So go F yourself. Go do something productive and help somebody in your dying city.
But why would they do that, Harry? I need to stay in power, so I need to look like I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I don't want to do anything. Well,
where in New York is this, too? I doubt it's New York City.
Oh, it's in the the senator that proposed this thing is Senator Roger Kumar. Let's see. It's a state bill, so I have to find out which senator she is.
Which part of the state the senator's from?
Yeah, give me a second.
So while you figure that out, let's go ahead and transition to the other thing that we're talking about, which is Microsoft
AI. Deciding. Oh no, okay.
Not yet. I didn't research that enough. That's a later date. That's the one we come back to all the time. So Microsoft in November is going to put a patch out for their Xboxes, which makes third-party controllers obsolete. Basically, if you're using a controller that isn't a Microsoft-approved controller, you'll get a prompt saying that this controller is not official, and then within a week, the system will not let that controller connect to your Xbox. Meaning that unless you go through Microsoft's approved list of accessories, which they linked to when people were complaining about this, it's just gone. And the biggest issue is there's like two wireless controllers for Xbox, period.
Right.
Almost all the official Xbox controllers are corded. You have to plug it into your Xbox.
Like a pleb.
Yeah.
You need the Xbox. But so basically what you're saying is that Microsoft is doing what Apple's been doing forever, and people are upset about it. Mm-hmm. But Apple was lauded for years for how everything that they had worked together, even though they wouldn't allow anybody to do anything inside the ecosphere so that they could manage it better. So people are wanting Microsoft to manage their stuff like Apple does. And when they do it, everybody gets mad.
Yeah. So like this was like brought out October the 20th on Resetera from a controller build company, and they were talking about their things just like, hey, after this time, we're have to stop. This is how it was released out to the public. This is how everyone started to find out what they're talking about, which on here, like we talking about, they said it's their fighting boards and partial on the other fighting boards. And we received player feedback concerning these products when used on Xbox consoles on the latest OS 10.0235, blah, 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 blah. During online gameplay, an error message may appear: a connected accessory is not authorized. We deeply regret any inconvenience this may cost you. The Brick Engine team is fully committed to developing a solution to maintain product and quality. So this is what like sparked everything. And then everyone's just starting to find out that.
Right.
Microsoft went Apple.
So they
And the every time Microsoft goes Apple, they get pushback and then they retract it.
Yeah.
So there will be a retraction on this. But here's the thing. If you're going to do that, if you're going to say, okay, we're going to make an Xbox and we're going to make only Xbox available stuff. We're not going to do any third-party stuff. It's not going to be able to work, blah, blah, blah. You do it on the next version of it because all these people have already bought all this peripherals. There are all this equipment out there. Now you're telling them that they've just thrown their money away. That's where you get into the trouble. If they had come out with a new Xbox, heaven forbid, and said, you know, for this Xbox and everything, you only can use these devices, they would be selling fewer of them, but then they would be able to do that, right? They would be able to do that without too much pushback on that.
Relatively, but there's also the fact that there's a lot of these, I've seen a lot of the controllers work across several things. There's a lot of people that buy them specifically because of the way they're built. So, like, if the fight sticks in particular, because this is the people that this is going to hurt the most is the fighting game community.
Correct.
Fighting game community just got raw dogs. This is what happened. This is what happened.
Well, we don't know. So Microsoft may come out and say, here's a list of approved fighting sticks and manufacturers, right? I mean, we just don't want some random third party guy from China to try and build something that's going to work and it causes all kinds of problems. They could say, here's a list of 20 fighting stick manufacturers and brands that we approve of. They could do that and tell manufacturers just to go through the little program, pay the fee, and get approved and be on an approved list.
Correct. So, this is it's an Apple fee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just went to the website where they have their list of the official Xbox accessories and controllers. Mm-hmm. Right? They have one fight stick. On this whole thing, there's one fight stick that is considered official, meaning that all the other fight sticks that were made by third parties or by, you know, Capcom or, you know, NetherRealms specifically for their games, those are bricked. You cannot use them on these consoles.
So they're not pushing that until what, mid-November or something like that?
November 11th.
November 11th. Yeah, that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. I would expect them by the time they do this to flip the trigger, that they would have a list of, you know, a 5 or 10 that they would have for each of those types of devices. Just because that's the way Microsoft does it usually. They usually hold back until they release them all on the same day. And I also see them, I don't know how many times I work on Microsoft servers, you know, professionally, and what you see all the time is they'll come out with this security bulletin that this next patch is going to turn off this capability because of security reasons. And then you see you watch it again a couple months later, and it's like, here's the schedule is going to be this date. It's going to go off. Then it's like, oh, we pushed it out 6 months. We pushed it out 9 months because we got too much pushback when nobody's ready for it. And then they'll back off. So Microsoft has a history of doing that where they proclaim things and then they back off of it, but usually you would be backed off before now. This is less than 2 weeks away. That's kind of it's kind of cutting it close, as it were.
Yeah,
and so I would be interested to see that. Yeah,
and when there wasn't an official statement,
there's no notification. Yeah, there's no notification to anybody.
So it's just, now,
do we know this for sure, or is this people suggesting that this is happening?
No, when there's the error that pops up, it says as of 11/11/2023 at 11:59, it no longer works. There's an error code that pops up that shows it.
Yeah, what's coming up from it?
Put anything official out about it to respond to this?
Yeah, they made a statement. It says Microsoft and other licensed Microsoft. Xbox hardware partners, accessories are designed and manufactured with quality standards and performance, security, and safety. Unauthorized accessories can compromise the gaming experience on Xbox consoles. Players may receive a pop-up warning that their accessory is unauthorized. Eventually, the unauthorized accessory will be blocked from use to preserve the console's gaming experience. For a full list of accessories that are supported on Xbox consoles, please visit the xbox.com/accessories. Mm-hmm. Our support pages here and here and are designed by Xbox partner hardware program page here. So that's their only official announcement. Yeah. That's their only official announcement they made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now they are scrambling because they are scrambling to put the updates out. They've been like, what, like three different updates to that article. Because people are needing to push back. Word is getting out and spreading out like, hey, this is happening. So like pushback is required on this. So yeah, Microsoft will probably push back, but they need to be pushed.
So looking at it, like that was their official announcement that they said from it. So that leaves a lot of things in the air because there's a lot of things that can easily be bricked and unable to be used anymore, because that also includes their headsets. If you're not using an Xbox approved headset on your Xbox, that headset's bricked for that console. You have to use it on your computer, nowhere else. So there's no cross platforming your accessories anymore.
Right.
So I can't buy a high end headset and use it for my PC and my Xbox Series X because it wasn't on the approved list before I bought it.
Got by those Beats won't work. Beaches.
Beats won't work. Nope.
Not Beats. Got to get them Turtle Beaches. The trash. The aluminum foil trash.
But right, yeah, on, it's
right. I was like, I used to like knife people using Turtle Beaches. I know. I was like, they don't even know I'm here.
But yeah. It's one of those things where when something happens out of nowhere with no explanation that people are playing, just getting these pop-ups out of nowhere with no explanation until fuss is brought up about it. That's a massive issue.
Correct.
Meaning that there are easily manufacturers for these sticks and things along those lines that might not have any idea that this was happening.
Microsoft has a reputation, well deserved. They don't know how to communicate effectively on anything they do.
What? No way.
Anyways, can you show me a chart that fully explains cow pricings? And how many cows I need? Right, so, I was like, I got three people at my job that does totally do. But no,
no, we do. We have specialists. That is their job, is to do Microsoft licensing. I won't touch it.
Yeah, I just had to hire a specialist.
I got too much to think about to be worrying about that. That's a full time job.
Yeah, because I looked at the server going like, I don't know if this Windows server is legal. Let's just hire a specialist to find out. I'm not trying to get busted. I'd rather just pay and know, or go like, no, I paid. This guy works certified reseller from UK. Fix this. You guys, he works for you.
Just people. Do it all in the cloud and in Azure, and it's all taken care of for you. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but
it's rent time on a big mainframe now.
So yeah, So they've gone Apple with this. The same thing with like what Apple wanted to do with his USB-C cables charging or.
Did we talk about that? Where you're basically told them get rid of those lightning chargers,
the trash lightning
cable. Yeah, they're gone. The trash, get out of here. USB-C or nothing.
Europe took care of people for that one. The United States wouldn't have done that.
Oh yeah, the United States ain't doing that.
But again, this change massively affects the fighting game community. There's a lot of players that use fight sticks that. Mm-hmm. Are conditioned
to use flight controllers.
Yes,
I know there's a guy who I watch on YouTube. He does flight stuff, and he's got a huge setup, almost a whole console set in with a bunch of different equipment.
Right, but you're not the official flight simulator controller. It doesn't matter. Same with the people that do the like Trackmania and real and like. First person racing games.
Right. I'm sure Logitech got the heads up and make sure all their stuff is official. Sure that happened. I'm sure Mad Cats too. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure the big players are all taken care of and the little guys just trying to eke out a living, you know, they're kicked out the door.
Yeah. And the other thing is just to prove that you really don't own your console. You don't own it. You can't hook anything else you want up to it. You don't own your console.
What? Just patch it out.
Yeah,
let's patch it out. And this is just another blow to the fighting game community because of the other stuff that was happening. Did you hear about the $12 Mortal Kombat fatality?
A what? Are you saying like they
was in Mortal Kombat 1, there was a in their market shop for $12, you can buy one fatality.
Just one.
So you paid $12 for a cutscene. And it's like you put a jack-o'-lantern full of bugs on their head, and then you knock their head off and the jack-o'-lantern into a door, and the jack-o'-lantern breaks in its fatality.
Now does Sony do anything like this?
Screw Sony, start us.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, this is their competitor, right? And the console devices. I mean, I don't think they're really competing against Nintendo or anything like that anymore. Competing, so it's pretty much just Sony. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Sony had a long history of limiting, you know, types of stuff that they you could do with that. But I think they relaxed all that stuff, didn't they, over the years?
Yeah, they did for marketing thing to get past because like Microsoft was trying to do like the whole remember the game sharing thing. I don't know if you guys remember the game sharing meme.
Where they handed the controller out, they handed the disc over because it made it because like originally it was locked to a console.
Yeah,
but yeah, like Sony hasn't like for their accessories and stuff. They're kind of a free open market on that because they just like whatever, mostly because they got rid of all the gimmicky stuff on their controllers. So like the PS3 had the 6-axis controller. They had motion control on the controller because that was, which was the style at the time, obviously, because there's that, the Kinect and the Wii.
I mean, it's how we got Blu-ray, right? It's because they wouldn't let any HD DVDs connect to their console.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they won. So,
but Blu-ray is a superior format still.
Okay. It's whatever format got the most porn on first. That's
superior format. Hey, yeah.
That's how beta disappeared into nothingness.
Yeah. Blu-ray is also really nice for burning too. Like it's a great backup. You know, like you want to make sure your backups don't get corrupted. You know, burn to a Blu-ray disc. Kick it out of your server.
He's like 3 times or 5 times the size of the Blu-rays.
What is?
Can hold that much data? Hold that much more data?
With the
HD DVDs, the old HD DVD stuff when it first came out. I thought they had a lot more storage on them, but they were
Blu-ray
had their own other issues and stuff.
Yeah, they had other issues, but Blu-ray could hold more. You know, yeah. Now.
Okay. Well, now maybe.
Yeah. Which, like I said, like, you know, Blu-ray backup. Ooh. It's slow as heck, but it's can easily air gapped. And once it's right too, can't, you know, it's done. It's done. It becomes read only.
It's read only until you get a little nail and just go.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's a great backup once you know, like, hey, this is the new source. This is the, you know, like if you're redoing your, you know, this is the new code. This thing is it. Burn it to it. Take your source code offline. Well, you can still have it on your hub, but, you know, burn it. Leave it offline. Anything other happens, tell someone to go pound sand.
But yeah, no, Microsoft is getting rid of their consoles and their bricking controllers and stuff. That it's negatively affects the PC gaming market because a lot of the PC players use Microsoft controllers. I know producer Paul prefers the Xbox controller to the PlayStation controller, which is understandable.
I did the Xbox controller too, wireless Xbox controller, but I got the wireless controller from somewhere in China, so if I couldn't probably use it for
they would go that's unauthorized.
It's fine on my PC though because I know how to block all of
them. Right. It's like all the little like the fun interesting one things like I have a controller.
What's that's the latest?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Like I have like a controller that's a Super Nintendo controller that's USB. I just plug it into my computer if I want to play Super Nintendo games.
Oh, so it also does Will affect like retro games if you don't have the correct licensing for it. Yeah, it looks like it's also stemming from just for people not buying the licensing, like design for Microsoft, like the 360, like the, or whatever it's calling itself.
No, it's like when they, the app owners, you have to buy that stupid, don't you know, verified by Microsoft, or you get the pop up, and everybody's like, oh, this might be it might be ransomware, so I won't click on it. But so you know, if you know what you're getting, you're fine. But
yeah,
are there any like upcoming new console releases coming, like actual consoles coming up?
The only thing that's probably anywhere near close is a new Nintendo console, because the Switch has been around for like 5 years at this point.
Right.
And even now, like, the highest end games can still massively lag on the Switch. Like, I've seen some Breath of the Wild play where it's not Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, where the game just lags because it just, because it's just an unoptimized system.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people that were like, when Bayonetta 3 came out for a Switch exclusive, they bought the game and then got on like this really good emulator and used the emulator instead, because that was the only way they could get consistent 60 frames a second. But they bought the game, so it's like, I own it, so I paid for the game. I'm just playing it where I can actually play the game.
The Switch needs a little bit more juice. I'm saying it needs Xbox level juice, but just needs just
it needs little. It needs something.
Yeah,
I just thought it'd been long enough that we'd be getting close to the new console releases, wouldn't we?
No. The newer consoles came out with the vids, remember? You know, right before the vid.
It's only been like a couple years. But also, we're now hitting that point where the original, where the PS2 hit, where they started doing the PS5 is now getting a PS5 Slim.
Yeah,
the thin PS5s.
Yeah, the PS5 launched in April of 2019.
Why does it seem like it's been longer than that? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, like I said. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My last console was a 360, so I'm not in consoles. I bought the console for a lark, and I played a little while. Then it's just like, I just got a
computer. PlayStation was announced in April 2018. It was fully launched November 12th. So we were like 6 months into COVID time. That's when it launched.
Oh, and remember, it was like 6 months before anybody could really get one because they were on back order forever. That's right.
And then in comparison, the Switch was released in March 3rd of 2017.
Well, I just got rid of our Wii, so that should tell you something about where we are. Our household, it's like, I got a PC. I'm good. I don't need all that. My only thing is I had the 360 for a Rock Band, and I kind of miss playing that. But that's just the way it is.
You may or may not be able to emulate.
I mean, I still have all the equipment, but so, I also now have an actual guitar, and I have a Guitar Smith. So why would I want a Rock Band, right?
Big Blue Eye says, still irritated about the PS5 Slim. I don't know why so irritated about the Slim.
Because she bought the PS5 early and then forgot that Sony goes, we're going to take their big console and make it small. And they do it every time. The big gray console, small white little console. Mm-hmm. Big, thick, black, double-decker PS2. It's a nice little press the top and it opens up PS2.
Gigantic PS3 with the hump.
That you can bench press and get gains.
Tiny itty bitty PS3.
Little slim, little nice PS3.
Did they do a slim PS4?
Oh yeah, they do it with all of them, dude. That's
not even a PS4. Joke. Yeah. Oh well, yeah. It's so tiny.
It's like really. This is at an angle. It's like further back, and they brought it down like a level.
Neat.
Like a layer cake. They remove like the top layer off the cake.
Layer cake. It does. Can't unsee that now.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's just the Sony. That's just the Sony way.
Yes, true. Sony hates making money anyways.
I mean, yeah.
It's like, money. We hate that.
The only time that they enjoy making money was like, oh, we don't have to try really hard. Awesome. Spider-Man 2 was like the highest grossing PlayStation game for like 10 years within the first 24 hours. People were like, I really want to play Spider-Man though.
I don't know what's wrong.
I just had to swing around and hit things with webs and Venom's in it. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, Microsoft went Apple, New York. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to for some reason try to ban 3D. You know, try to stop people from
using 3D printers.
To possibly print guns, which is going to give you a criminal background check. So hopefully you're not you know. Some reformed criminal who's decided a printing farm and now you can't, you know, or if you have a printing farm, because you just say you got the DIY maker culture and, you know, make an ATF knock on your shoulder, you know, or because you just want to make figurines. So, oops, tootsie.
Whoa, careful with the figurines. You'll get the Japanese agent showing up at your house. Like, that's unofficial. That's unofficial anime licensing.
Yeah. Okay, by the way, I looked up the senator for it. It's in District, 39, Jackson Heights. So it's like it's outside of New York City proper. Right out of, close to Queens. Yeah, so.
City like that, I figured it'd be somebody. I could see a little less rural. Maybe near Albany, but I wasn't expecting anything like that in Queens. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just somebody constituents type thing, yeah.
Look what we're doing. Oh, man, that's really close to LaGuardia. Gross. Anyways.
LGA, baby. LGA.
Yeah. Baby Blue Eyes goes, it's all about the Venom suit. All right. So, you know what she did. It's all about paper bag. Bagman. Okay. No. All right. Let's go ahead. Before this episode gets too long, the truth goes, let's get ready to wrap this up. Final statements, Brian Holm.
Final statements is I can't believe I'm shocked as you may imagine that our government is doing wasteful spending on stupid things that will help nobody and does not comport to reality. How could they possibly do that? That's insane. Shocked that this is happening. I don't understand. Housing's not like on the news channel, like everybody's news top of the list, you know. how long can I go with this bit?
Hey, if it's out of committee, you know. Hey, just wait. I can't wait till California does something even crazier. Okay, they won't be left out. soft filaments only. all right, Vincent.
Tomorrow's Halloween, so enjoy some spooky stuff. You know, go read some Junji Ito if you can deal with being miserable. Go play some horror games as Harry loves to try to convince us to play Phasmophobia. Yeah. Alan Wake 2 came out recently, so if you guys like the first Alan Wake game, it'll be a nice Halloween-y game to play. And then, just try not to do anything stupid because it might snow here and people might just freeze.
Yeah, I got that freeze.
We're getting a freeze warning, don't we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was like, my dogs want to go outside and they don't really like it. Well, I should say that they're huskies. They probably really don't care.
That's true.
I probably prefer it.
All right. I'm placing this meme in attack mode to attack right home.
Am I going to be triggered?
Yeah, go look at the Discord. Do
you're in my garage.
Anyway, so hey, well, damn, I just got here. Well,
9 o'clock, bro.
Wait, no. Somebody just got here. Who just got here?
Prometheus.
Well, let's go another hour for Prometheus. We don't have lives, do you?
I do.
I mean, I technically don't, but that's neither here nor there. But we'll start talking about stuff that that is completely irrelevant to most of the people watching.
How is that any different than every other week?
In order to go another hour, I would go straight DSP first. All right, I'm just saying, doing a goodie.
All right, guys, I'm gonna digitally download Junji Ito Uzumaki, and we're gonna go through page by page live reading.
Mm-hmm. Get your avatar stuff ready. We'll start doing avatar shows. No. We all have an avatar.
No. All right. Anyways. This episode's getting kind of longer too, so we're going to end it here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You could listen to anything else in the world, but you decided to tune into this, and that, I thank you. If you made it this far in the episode, you were, true fan, true key holder of Low Key. I appreciate all 250 plus of you who download these episodes every week, but I really want you guys to come hang out with us live, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Twitch. Yeah, not 10, but 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be careful of the time change because we've got daylight savings coming up. Unless you're overseas, then it's already switched for you. But no here nor there. Time's stupid.
Time is irrelevant.
I don't want to get to time too much. The only real hate mail I've ever gotten when I was going off about time and calendars.
My take on that is we should have no time zones, period, and just all use UTC.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Ryan, hold on, I'm with you. It's gonna be better when humanity gets into the outer space. Okay. Right?
When we're all ruled by AI, it'll all be that way. UTC and no time zones.
Yeah. But so come hang out with us live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Twitch. .tv/WeAreLibertarians, R is letter R, or youtube.com/WeAreLibertarians. Also, see us been streaming to the Facebook page, which some people prefer. They like the alerts that they get from Facebook, so I will continue to keep doing it. I appreciate the feedback. I don't get much feedback from this show other than people keep downloading it, so I will go with that feedback. So I want to say thank you to everyone, and see you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.